But one thing my wife pointed out, I have not watched it enough times since she said this, but she watched it twice or three times, I think. And one thing that she pointed out was that the flash drive that has all the information about Mary on it, the one that John has at the end that he throws into the fireplace is a different flash drive. So that's kind of an interesting thing that's sort of hanging out there.
That's always tricky.
I mean, it could have been a Muppet show.
I mean, maybe they burned the wrong one first. They're like, quick, someone go out and buy another flash drive that we can throw in the fire. We didn't get that shot.
Written on it, though, right? Like, so they're saying like that he had that the whole idea is that he would try to copy the letters and make it look like the same handwriting onto a different flash drive.
But and everybody thought it was just a wardrobe mistake. Really.
It's kind of pointless because only on TV do flash drives are flash drives important in any way. It's data. You could have 8 bazillion copies. It's on BitTorrent now. The entire world
descended into Kremlinology.
The drama, you know.
Yeah, I burned the flash drive. It's gone now, I'm sure.
Also,
somebody rehash her data.
Yeah.
Well, he had an interesting interview where he said that, he foresees very soon given how much watching happens on the internet anyway, and then the BBC doesn't really care about time slots, that, you know, who knows, maybe you tell a story in as long as it takes to tell the story. And it would be kind of fun if he said, well, we're coming back and we're doing a 40-minute Christmas special, and then we're doing a 60-minute episode, a 2-hour episode, and a 20-minute episode. Okay, whatever. I think they could do whatever they wanted right now. But, You know, you never know. Maybe they'll do 4 and one will be a Christmas special, and then they'll have 3 and they'll shoot them all. I get the sense, because this third episode of this was shot completely separately from the first two, that for this to work, what they're really going to need to do is drop in episodes when these guys are available and just shoot it that way.
Because
that third episode was done months
like
after
like that
the
year
first
that
two.
We had like well, 4 Doctor Who specials at like random ass times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it's
except better than that. Oh, dear Lord.
Yes. What's be better well, than Sherlock meets the alien fly people whose ship has crashed in the desert. Who knows what will happen? Except it won't be very good.
On the first season DVD, or the first series DVD, they actually have the original Sherlock pilot, which was done as an hour-long show.
Huh.
And it doesn't work as well.
Yeah,
it just doesn't
work.
It's odd.
Yeah.
And they reshot the whole thing. And it's so much better at 90 minutes. So I kind of hope they just keep it at that length.
Always
or,
leave
you know,
them wanting
whatever
more.
Length they feel right with. But yeah.
For all of you BBC nerds, who watch things that may not actually be broadcasting in your home country.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a show called The Musketeers with none other than Peter Capaldi as Cardinal Richelieu.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
it's cute.
Holy crap. Like I'm a guy who routinely looks at the household budget to go, can I get my custom rapier and dagger this month? Because I did stage combat in college, and like rapier dagger was my thing. Like these guys, not only is the acting great and the production quality great, but holy crap, is the violence great?
Oh,
it's outstanding.
And Peter Capaldi, I can't
Peter
imagine
Capaldi.
What are they going to do for the second series now? Because he's not going to be in it. But man, he's good.
The part of Cardinal Richelieu will now
be played. Well, there was one line in
Tom Baker.
there was one line in it where
who knows?
But, well, he actually does a Tom Baker voice through most of the episode, which is kind of cool. But there's one line where someone says to him, "You're going to burn in hell," and he just kind of gives the side eye and goes, "I have too much work to do here first." And it's like, oh my god, I can't wait till the fall now.
Oh, yeah, I follow so many people who are in the UK, so many Doctor Who folks that, when that show was actually on, my entire Twitter feed was taken up by people tweeting about it.
It
was all good.
The Capaldi thing.
Oh, yeah. And,
it's not exactly faithful, but it is fun.
Yeah, it is definitely fun. Another thing I was going to throw out that wasn't, ostensibly related to the main episode, but if you guys liked creepy, flicky, Lars Mikkelsen.
No.
If?
Older brother of Mads Mikkelsen.
Of course,
the
Mad
villain
about Mads.
In Casino Royale.
Mads.
You should see Flame and Citron. He's very good in that, alongside his brother Mads.
That's ours.
Don't set fire to Citron.